chime all my favorites today.
Greg, I literally have 7 picked out from Greg's list right here.
Final farewell, and we'll do. You want my input, or are you just gonna pick what you?
No,
think?
You can fire away at free random.
All right.
Wiggy also still has no idea what you're talking about.
That's okay. That's fine.
I was gonna get you bagels. Would that help today?
Yes.
Or acai bowl.
But probably if it's last show, I'd probably like to do Eggs Benny. Is there a place?
All right, Jackson, you're on it.
Last meal. Are we going to do famous final scene by your guy, Bob Seger?
I would be happy to.
All right. Well, Red Sox with a win last night. And maybe it's time to turn things around over there, Curtis. You win this series, if you can, with the Reds. You got Roman Anthony hitting the baseball. Roman Anthony hitting the baseball better than Rafael Devers is hitting the baseball. So maybe you keep things going over there and you get Alex Bregman back a little earlier than you thought you were going to get Alex Bregman back. And
it might snow today.
Yeah. So you need to rip off like 6 in a row like you did in the last stretch to kind of get you back into the wild card mix. Yeah.
Just a front-running team. When they get a big lead, they're all Babe Ruth. When they're tight, close, late, they all play like me.
Well, heads up, about 5 months ago, we put together a final road show, and that is scheduled for Lake Winnipesaukee on Thursday. So just want to give you a heads up on that plan that we worked very hard on around here. The Dive is the name of the place Thursday, and the Nazwa would be the place that we worked on that for tomorrow night. So
great signage there.
Is there signage?
Yeah, there's signage up at the Nazwa.
Oh, that's great. Mm. Oh, there's a lot of people up there. There's people already up there, I guess.
Yeah, Doug and Deb are there.
Yeah, waiting for the road show. So just a little bit of a tease on what we have potentially coming up here on the Greg Hill Show when it comes to events and things that we have worked hard to put together for you.
Courtney, did you share that video that you sent us to Mitch?
Oh, yeah. I'll send that to him right now. My in-laws went by the Dive yesterday.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
Oh, that place is beautiful, tip-top, safety procedures, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful boat.
I did some research this morning, Greg. Yeah. Did you know that Lake Winnipesaukee is actually more dangerous than the Bermuda Triangle?
No, I did not know that at all. What?
Especially when there's 2 feet of water, incredibly dangerous.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
You will.
In the Twitch chat, Slim Jim says, yes, let's celebrate Roman Anthony hitting .210. Nope, not celebrating that. I'm celebrating the fact that he's strung some hits together and might be hitting the baseball. So that's what we call an optimistic outlook.
That's
what I try to have sometimes.
Well, you gotta have a positive vibe, brother.
That's what I try to do. all right. Well, if you would like to be on the show today with an optimistic or with a pessimistic outlook, you can call 617-779-7937. That is also the Subaru of New England text line, and feel free to text this show at any time on it. You can leave a Hill note at any time as well, and we will play those back at about 9:20 or about 9:30 this morning, as we do every single day. And you can leave a Hill note on the Odyssey app, and that is another way that you can listen to this show. So you can listen on the radio. You can stream us at weei.com. You can download the Odyssey app and listen to us from wherever you happen to be at whatever time of the day or night you would like. And while you are listening on the Odyssey app, you can leave a Hill note. What's the matter, Curtis?
Look at all those boats on Twitch.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
So
that's what it looks like.
Yeah. I sent it in our group message yesterday.
I didn't know what that was.
Wiggy doesn't watch anything that's in the group message.
You said my in-laws
boating today.
You said my in-laws just sent me this. Who the hell knows what that means?
No. Well, that's it.
That looks pretty good.
Looks fun.
Down here in Situate, we get that saying,
A moving tide raises all boats.
Yep. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And my saying is that a good rogue wave can drown all the corporate lawyers.
Oh, boy.
That's my favorite saying. All right, let's...
Are there many rogue waves on Lake Winnipesaukee?
One time I was the victim of a rogue wave.
Really?
On Winnipesaukee, wow. Yes. I was boating with our good friend John Dooley.
Mm-hmm.
And I was seated near the end of the... He has one of those...
expensive.
Well, it might be expensive, but it's one of those party boat things.
Yeah.
What do you call those?
Pontoon?
Yes. I was seated near the end when we struck a rogue wave, and the door came flying off the thing and hit me right nearly square in the nuts.
Oh, no.
You had this tidal wave just coming and coming and coming and coming.
Well, I mean, to be fair, in that moment, you probably liked lawyers.
That's what took down the Andrea Gill.
The what?
The Andrea Gill, right? Wasn't it a rogue wave?
Was the Andrea Gale the victim of a rogue wave?
Wasn't that the Perfect Storm? Wasn't that the name of the boat?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, they went up on that wave, and then they went down the backside of it. Yeah,
and they never
right
were seen
that.
Again.
Yeah.
Rogue wave.
Yeah. Yeah.
From the movie Perfect Storm.
October 22nd. Mm-hmm. Something is up in the ocean right now. There is.
All right. Let's get to this. Our leads... One last time on the Greg Hill Show at WEI.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Chime, the great Van Morrison, Real, Real Gone. One of the all-time great songs. Thank you for that one. I'm going to try not to get sentimental. Leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru. It is going to be a Subaru summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Good morning, Shime.
Good morning, Greg. I got to tell you, I am about to get sentimental because we officially have a football game this month. Granted, it is the first day of July, and the game won't take place until July 31st, but It's the same month, and baby, it's almost here. And with that... There is some news that multiple teams have now been discussing whether they can trade for Pittsburgh Steelers star defensive end TJ Watt. Mm-hmm. He is unhappy with the team, wants a contract extension heading into the final year of his deal, has not appeared at minicamp yet for the Steelers, and seems to be available. The Steelers were wheeling and dealing yesterday with the Dolphins. They acquired Jalen Ramsey in a trade that sent Minkah Fitzpatrick to the Dolphins. They also acquired Jonnu Smith for late-round picks, reuniting him with former Titans offensive coordinator Arthur Smith.
Well, they're going for it because of the great Aaron Rodgers. So,
yeah,
all in on Aaron Rodgers' final season.
So if you have an asset that you think can contribute to the Pittsburgh Steelers, maybe you can shake TJ Watt free. Now, I'm not saying it's likely. I'm not saying it's plausible. I'm just saying that there's a chance that you can do it. So I feel like you have to inquire. You have to at least be picking up the phone, calling them and being like, look, what do you got to do to get it done? Especially because, again, he's entering the final year of his contract. They can't just let him walk. I know there's the whole, franchise tag and stuff, but at the same time, he's clearly unhappy with the situation and wants out.
Okay, Shime, thank you very much. Curtis, good morning.
I do not remember seeing an offseason by a non-Boston team that I thought was dumber than the Steelers one.
Huh.
Jalen Ramsey has been washed for a bit. It is not going to reshape that defense. Minkah Fitzpatrick leaving. You're bringing in Jonnu Smith. Aaron Rodgers is done. It is bizarre. I don't understand it. I really don't. It's against everything the Steelers have been about my whole life.
And I don't know why you wouldn't give TJ Watt new money.
He's the best player of all those guys.
Yeah, I don't get that one.
If you're going to cut payroll, I would cut payroll to keep TJ Watt and say screw you to Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, I have no clue on what they're doing with TJ
Watt. Am I wrong on that? Jalen Ramsey has not been an elite corner for a couple years.
No, he's still good.
He's still good.
Right,
yeah,
right.
He thinks he's God's gift.
Yeah, but I mean, TJ Watt is the guy that you should do everything in your power to make sure he's happy. He's still one of the best defensive players in the league.
He could be an MVP caliber player. He's that talented and
disruptive. Oh, yeah,
he's had a 20 sack season.
Yeah, I don't understand why that wouldn't be the first thing you did.
Yeah, I don't.
And then you get to the rest. I Patriots win big week 3 over the Steelers.
Oh, love it.
Look out. And I think that, Greg, as my final lead with you here, I would just like to say there is some, what is it called? Synchrony, where you have something at the beginning and the end is the same.
Oh.
Whatever.
Mm. Yeah, like a full circle moment?
Sure. That 6 years ago, I went to Hawaii and I was there and the show ended. So.
Oh.
It's and fitting.
That's,
so
and that's just, where you're heading. You're heading there
tomorrow. Next, yeah, Thursday. Well, maybe today.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to take a cruise from here to Hawaii, yeah. And I'm going to call the lawyer. And
extensive vacation, like a 2-weeker for you.
2.5, actually.
Yep. Really?
Not bad.
I mean, that's a long
nice.
One.
It really is. So,
that is a long one.
And as you know, traveling with a 2-year-old is a vacation. But yes, looking forward to it. And Greg, I just love you.
Yeah, Curtis, feel the same, my man. Somebody says, 212 texter says, either talk about it or don't. I've got one meeting at 11 o'clock that I just need to go to and see what happens there.
Not doing this for the ratings,
I don't really
978 texter.
I don't want, sometimes it's better to just not even talk about it, just kind of ride off into the sunset.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever it is, brother.
You know what I mean?
I'm here for you.
You know what I mean, coach?
Yeah, whatever it is. Listen, I've been on that side of the track before.
Some have suggested you. Wouldn't make a fantastic everyday host for this.
No,
radio.
I'm good.
Huh?
I am good. I don't think the people are ready for that.
Have you been working on your horizontal and vertical teases?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, I've done it before, but I don't think the people are ready for that. Not over here.
They're not ready for for a compelling tease from you.
No, they're not. They're not ready for Wiggy driving the bus. Believe that.
I'm ready.
We tend to get a little bit off road. People don't like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, there would be somebody around you to drag you back on course.
Yeah. I mean, I've driven the bus over at the other station.
Oh, how did that go?
It was good. Yeah. You know, I was able, you know, teases. I was able to hit the post and backsell the song.
Yeah, backsell.
I know it all, you know.
6-7, how many songs an hour? 8 songs an hour? Maybe?
Yeah, it was like, it was a good amount of songs.
Getting the jams in?
Getting the jams, yeah. I mean, I feel like you can only hear Tupac's Dear Mama, you know, 40 times in an hour before you're like, all right, how many times are going to play this damn song?
Well, I started trending, hashtag I stand with Greg. So,
oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Okay. All right,
tomorrow, I mean, we could debut this new segment, Second Date Update.
That's it. Well, I don't know. Some people might not like that.
Oh. All right. We're going to take a quick break. More leads to come next.